KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's partly cloudy to cloudy, 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for the same sky conditions today, a high near 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. A vehicle that was reported stolen from a residence near Lake Manawa was involved in a pursuit that ended in a crash early this morning in Council Bluffs. According to Omaha television stations KETV and WOWT, the Chevy Monte Carlo entered Omaha before doubling back to Iowa over the Veterans Memorial Bridge in the wrong lanes of traffic. The vehicle went out of control, hit a median, and flipped into a ditch just west of 24th Street and Veterans Memorial Hospital at around 2 a.m., and that happened as the unidentified driver tried to switch lanes. Authorities said the driver was taken to a hospital to be treated for minor injuries. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Authorities in Pottawatomie County are on the lookout for a man who robbed the Centris Federal Credit Union in Council Bluffs yesterday afternoon. According to Bluffs police, a white male wearing a light-colored sweatshirt, ball cap, and gloves entered the credit union at 2825 Avenue G at around 2:30 p.m. The man approached a teller and asked to cash a check. Instead of handing her a check, he handed the woman a handwritten note demanding money. He claimed he was armed with a .38 caliber handgun and would use it unless she failed to comply. Well, no weapon was ever shown during the robbery, however. The teller handed over an undetermined amount of cash, and the robber fled on foot. He was described as being about 6 feet tall and had a slim build. Officials say he weighed about 160 pounds. An investigation into the crime continues. And if you have any information about that Council Bluffs Credit Union robbery, you can call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved the renewal of a $40,000 per year funding for fiscal years 2014 through 2018 for the Valley Business Park loan. The funds are payable out of the local option sales tax fund in Cass County. Audubon County already has agreed to the continuation of their payments. The process to spur economic development in the area began in 2003. A 28E agreement was entered into with the Board of Supervisors in both counties, making a formal commitment of $50,000 per year for 5 years to develop the area. The CABITA, or Cass Audubon Business Economic Development Agreement Board, which is comprised of representatives from both counties and local economic development officials, agreed in March of 2007 to purchase 149 acres of land at a cost of $1 million. Cass County Supervisor Dwayne McFadden said yesterday that in November of 2006, the counties agreed to share in paying out a loan for the purchase of the land.
Originally, we had talked about funding $20,000 toward paying the debt, and then on that date it was raised to $40,000 per year for years 8, 9, 10, 11, payable through the local option tax fund.
McFadden said the loan was later rewritten so the interest rate was reduced from 6.25% to 3.95%, which he says has made a big difference on their payments last year. It means an additional $4,000 each year can be made toward the payments. McFadden said at one point they had a serious prospect for the land, but then the economy tanked. Still, he said efforts persist to market the area, which is located near the intersection of Interstate 80 and Highway 71 to the northwest.
We're continuing to advertise it and promote it.
The Cass Atlantic Development Corporation Executive Director Russell Joyce echoed McFadden's statement and said while they continue to seek business for the area, the land is being rented out to local farmers, and that's bringing in some much-needed revenue.
Probably the rent that we're getting out has probably tripled since we bought it, and that's a, you know, helped the cash flow situation. And, you know, the value of farm is really productive farm ground, so, you know, it's probably worth almost twice of what we paid for it right now, so it's not like it's a losing proposition. Just need a little supplemental help with the deal.
In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a 2% cost of living adjustment for child support recovery employees, and that's covered under the Intergovernmental Cooperative Reimbursement Agreement between the county and the Department of Human Services. They also approved the hiring of Corey Kirkhoff for the Secondary Roads Department for an Operator 1 position at the Atlantic office. Engineer Charles Marker said there were 50 applicants for the position. Six of the applicants were interviewed, with Kirkhoff being well qualified and having met all the requirements, according to Marker. The board also received two bids for sanitation and recycling services at the courthouse, and they approved a lower bid of $100 per month from Cook Sanitation of Atlantic, and that will begin April 1st. City officials in Harlan have approved the refinancing of their 2007 general obligation bonds. The City Council Tuesday approved a bid from UMB Bank in Kansas City, Missouri for $2.845 million in GO refunding bonds, Series 2013. Jenny Blankenship with PFN in Des Moines reported to the Harlan City Council that the city had received three bids for the bonds. The bonds were originally from 2007 and were set at 4.25% interest. Blankenship demonstrated to the board that with the new bid from UMB Bank, the interest rate will fall to a true interest of just over 1.88%. The annual savings from 2016 through the years 2017 will amount to a little more than $318,700, with a net savings of just under $280,000. An environmental group used the first day of spring on Wednesday to push for more federal funding to help purchase private land to protect it from development. Amelia Schoeneman of Environment Iowa spoke at Grays Lake in Des Moines Wednesday, calling for full funding of the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund.
It provides the Park Service and the state of Iowa with funds for land acquisition. When privately owned lands come up for sale, the Park Service or the state can purchase those lands and make them public and preserve them and restore some of Iowa's natural prairies. So it's very exciting. Unfortunately, Congress annually takes money and diverts it for other purposes from the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
Mark Ackleson, president of the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, said the fund does more than preserve land.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund also funds wetland protection and restoration in Iowa, and we know how important that is to our water quality, which helps our rivers, lakes, and streams.
The foundation is in the process of buying land in the Luss Hills and in central Iowa's Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge. Ackleson said they're currently working on buying 840 acres at the Smith Refuge.
We anticipate that there will be some others inside of their proposed boundary in the next few years, maybe a couple hundred more acres. They're getting close to filling out their boundary there, but again, there's still some work to do there. In the Luss Hills, the National Park Service identified 12 special landscape areas that constitute about roughly 100,000 acres total. And those 12 sites are distributed in the seven counties along the Luss Hills in western Iowa.
The cost of Iowa farmland was recently reported to be at an all-time high, but Ackleson said the cost of buying private land for conservation varies widely.
What we find is landowners, a lot of landowners have a lot of conservation in their heart, and many times they're willing to donate at least a part of the value. That helps them offset some of their taxes that they may have due, but it also helps them perpetuate their family legacy as well. So this really is a partnership.
Ackleson said the federal money is paired with state money and private donations to make the land purchases. Senator Tom Harkin has introduced a bill to fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Schoeneman urged Senator Chuck Grassley to do the same. Congress is expected to vote on funding levels for the Land and Water Conservation Fund as well as the National Parks budget this week as part of the 2014 fiscal year budget. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama said Palestinians deserve an independent and sovereign state and an end to occupation by Israel. Obama says that the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are not constructive or appropriate. He met today with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, and he said at a joint news conference that he's not giving up on stalled peace talks. The Republican-led House is expected today to pass a 2014 budget plan that would sharply cut safety net programs for the poor and clamp down on domestic agencies. At the same time, the Democratic-controlled Senate is trying to push through a rival budget measure that would restore automatic cuts to agency budgets and increase taxes by $1 trillion over the coming decade. The number of people seeking unemployment aid is holding steady since last week, but the average over the past month is at a fresh five-year low. A decline in layoffs is helping to strengthen the job market. The Labor Department says weekly unemployment benefit applications rose just 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 336,000. while the four-week average, a less volatile measure, fell 7,500. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Shirley Morey, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alex Ohl, age 34, of Manning, died Monday at his group home in Carroll. Funeral services for Alex Ohl will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Donna Lee Landsman, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Donna Landsman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Garrett, age 100, of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Olwen Price, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Olwen Price will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday at the Madison County Memorial Hospital. A memorial service for Jim Burnett will be held tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Mary Ann Olberding, age 78, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Olberding will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, or rather Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Pearl June Kenny, age 90, of Overland Park, Kansas, died Sunday. Memorial services for Pearl Kenny will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock in Overland Park. Glenn Brown, age 92, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritans Center in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Glenn Brown are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kenneth Johnson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday this morning, that is, at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Kenneth Johnson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wayne Wheatley, age 69, of Walnut, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Wayne Wheatley will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic, with the date and time currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.